November 1st, the Lord Jesus says, "It is I who have given my saints the wisdom, of which I am the absolute possessor. It is I who speak to my beloved, so they will disseminate my wisdom among men. It is I who with gratitude, bless my chosen ones who have consumed themselves to be bearers of my wisdom. It is I who reward them, for love for wisdom is love for God, since there cannot be knowledge of wisdom and rebellion against God. Those who love wisdom love its source. They love God. Those who love God conquer the reward. You, then, that always aspire to glory, aspire to this true, eternal glory. Let earthly scepters and celebrity fall and aim at conquering the renown, and the immortal crown of blessed holiness. Strive to merit wisdom, and, beginning on earth, you shall possess all, for you shall possess God, who shall speak in you, guide you, console you, elevate you, and make you my friends and prophets of the Most High. You shall then understand, speak, and see, not with your organs and your capacities, but with the sight and mind of Him who is in you as the Holy of Holies in His living tabernacle. You, O my dear brothers and sisters, shall be as was my mother, when she bore me in her womb, and I communicated to her my movements of love. Mary, the most precious and chaste veil for the living, wise, and holy one, already infused with wisdom, because of her superangelical purity, was one with wisdom, when love made her the mother of incarnate wisdom. Nor are you less when, with me as Eucharist in your hearts, and with your hearts wanting, to live by God, this is the essential condition you become one with me, and are able to remain in me, even after the species are consumed, with your worshipping love. Be Marys for me. Bear the Christ within you. The world, in the midst of so much useless science, needs to have those who communicate true wisdom. And those who have me in themselves, indeed, those who annul themselves in me, even if they do not say words, communicate wisdom by their works, for their works witness to God. Furthermore, out of mercy on the blind and the deal, the spiritually illiterate, I provide a voice and a pen in the hands, and on the lips of those I choose, so that the Spirit of God will be heard again, and those led astray will be saved, and those wandering will again find the right direction, and the fallen will get up again, and trust in the one who is named Mercy. Also on November 1st, at 12:30, after an anti-profession of faith by my cousin, which brings me much suffering, Jesus says, "What shall we compare certain poor unfortunates to? To unhappy maniacs who, when there is a bright sun outside and affections and food within their reach, refuse to go out, take nourishment, or speak, and, like wild beasts, hole themselves into their den, in the dark, letting themselves die of starvation. They are abysses of error, horror, and sometimes hatred, that should be filled with patience, mercy, love, and pain. Patience in enduring their ideas, mercy in drawing dear to them in spite of the repugnance we feel over the leprosy of their spirits. Love, for love is the victor and the most powerful medicine of all, and pain, for to give life and light one must die, as does the lamp, which blazes on being consumed, and the grain of wheat, which provides food if it dies. Give these things, and that's enough. Words are useless, because those souls are deafened by Satan, who keeps them from hearing. One must first defeat Satan, and he is defeated by prayer and pain, not by discussions, where he is a master at persuading people about his doctrine. It is only natural that you should suffer. Each of those words, before wounding my flesh, passed through yours, for you have placed yourself between the world and the master to defend your king. This is the function of victims. But I place a kiss upon every wound, and for each one say to you, thank you, Maria, for your love. May you be blessed for it. It's 4 p.m., and I am enjoying a rare moment of solitude. To the effort of enduring the voices around me, for I would like to live hearing only the voice you know about, which I love with my whole self, or remembering that voice, there has been joined today the double effort of hearing. The charity by which I am given such lofty instructions prohibits me from writing the term which occurs to me spontaneously, ignorant words, shall we say. I hope the good Lord will have mercy on the ignorance. And I hope the ignorant one who so amply professed it will be forgiven precisely for his ignorance. I have suffered so much from this, that it is certainly as if I were being scorned. So evidently that he understood and tried to make amends, by bringing me a sweet. How bitter that sweet was to me, impregnated with the offense to my Eucharistic God. Unable indeed, unwilling to speak, for I would have been too severe, I remained silent, but I think my face spoke. Later, in the afternoon, I told Paula that I need silence, for excessive words weary my exhausted body. And she told the others. But it is not the body that is disturbed and suffers. It is the spirit that is disturbed. I would like to be able to live in isolation, at least 18 hours a day, or, at the very least, to remain with someone who understands me, and knows and respects the terrible, holy, gentle exigency of God upon me. My Jesus consoled me, as you see, with the words spoken at 12:30. But the bitterness of certain things heard, and of certain observations made concerning the state of some souls remains. Now the peaceful pause is ceasing, and I in turn cease to write. It's a good thing Paula dedicated a photograph to me with these words. I love you and want to thank you, because in living at your side, I feel I am closer to God. A good thing. If I won't take him where I want to, I'll take her. And since she is young, and may perhaps become a mother, it is well and good that she should be infused with God.